Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Morning to all our listeners. Lovely track there. You alone deserve our worship. You are worthy, Lord. Father, we thank you for the privilege that is called today. Thank you for this is the day that you have made. We want to welcome all our listeners. You're tuning to Radio Africana, and this is Morning Dew. Lovely track there by David Brechanbury. Long name there, but lovely, lovely track. Yes, Father, we thank you for the privilege of another day. Thank you, Lord, for the salvation of our soul. Thank you, Lord, for the privilege of stepping into a new month to welcome each and every one of you into the month of May 2025, 2026, in the year 2026. Can you imagine the fifth month of the year 2026? I decree and declare that you all step into uncommon favor, uncommon blessings, indescribable grace of God rest upon each and every one of you and your family and your household. Father, we just want to acknowledge you in our midst today. We commit our session unto you. Thank you, Lord, for how far you've brought us. Thank you for your word that's changing us. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit that guides us into all truth. The Bible says we need that no man teach us, because the one that reveals the truth, that guides us into all truth, is with us. Thank you for that great gift and presence of your spirit. We ask, Lord, for his presence to be with us in abundance. We commit our session unto you today. Lord, have your way. Take control. Let your name alone be glorified. All this we ask of you, and we thank you for that which only you could do. In Jesus' precious name. Good morning, lovely people, and welcome to another edition of Morning Dew. Okay, so we've had two powerful weeks of pressing forward. I hope you enjoyed that session. Really, really, you know, vital at the turning point of the first quarter of the year, that we reflect on how far we've come, we make sure we are focused, and that we press forward. Today we want to begin some groundwork in looking deeper into some essential spiritual dynamics concerning that which we have received. We know that we have power and authority in the name of Jesus. So we need to have a good understanding of our authority and power that you have received, and how to deploy it to your advantage on a daily and consistent basis. So it's spiritual dynamics of working in the authority and power that you have received. And to do this effectively, we want to go back to some foundations to really start us off properly, to build up from there, you know. And so we'll have to refer to some basics in the scripture, some first mention, as is found also in the scripture, you know. And we want to remind ourselves that God's, the word of God, okay, is essential for growth. It is a change agent, and anything that was created to grow experiences change, okay? And to be able to mature, they go through a process that enhances their development and growth. Having clear understanding of this growth process helps each and every one of us to grow and mature in the knowledge of God, to grow and mature spiritually. And we're believing the Lord to help us in Jesus' name. All right, so let's look at a couple of scriptures to set us off. John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So in the beginning the Word was with God. So the Word and God were together in the beginning. The Word was also God. This is when we begin to delve into the mystery of the personality of the Godhead. And the same was in the beginning. Ooh. And all things were made by him, the Word. And without him, the Word was not anything made that was made. I leave that with you to soak in, to take in. We're going to go through a lot of scriptures, and I really want us to spend time in our own, you know, quiet time, our still time, to really study, to meditate, and to really take this thing, because it's so essential to us understanding the dynamic working power that's available to us, and how to deploy and release that power into situations and circumstances. So it's talking in John chapter 1 verses 1 to 3, in the beginning. So let's go to the beginning. We'll look at Genesis chapter 1. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. So God embarked on a task of creating the heavens and the earth. And verse 2 said, the earth was without form and void. So it was in a state where it had no form and it was void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So God, who was in the beginning with the Word, was there at the beginning, and the Spirit moved upon the face of the waters. Now verse 3 says, and God said, so he spoke into the situation, he spoke into the present state of the earth that was without form. He said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw the light that it was good. So when we just look at those four very heavy verses there, and then God divided the light from the darkness, so that's Genesis chapter 1, and we've just looked at verses 1 to 4. So we've had an inroad into the mystery of the personality of the Godhead. God was there in the beginning with the Word, and then in Genesis is making us understand that the Spirit moved. So God the Father, God the Son, they're all involved in this creative process. And then how did they start? Verse 3 says, and God said, let there be light. So he spoke into the situation, he spoke into the form, the earth that was without form. He spoke into that situation, all right, and began to declare by speaking. And then we see that he saw, okay, so he said, and then let there be light, and then there was light. So he had to speak for light to be made manifest, and then there was light, and then God saw. So he had to see before he had to speak, okay, into the situation before there could be a manifestation of what could be seen. All right, now this is so fundamental for where we're going. We want to look at the fact that God is using his Word as his change agent, God using his Word as his building tool. And so when we come into our own spiritual development, we need to understand that this is the first mention, this is also the principle that was adopted from the beginning, and you'll find it going through the whole tapestry in the Bible, even in the rest of the same Genesis chapter 1. When we read down, you know, verse 6 says, and God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, let it divide the waters from the waters, and God made the firmament. So you can see this saying and then making or creating, and then there being a manifestation. So it goes on, if you take your time to study several verses all the way down to, you know, way back after 21 or so, you know. And of course, as we saw at the first four verses, in verse 31 it says, and God saw everything that he had made. So this is Genesis chapter 1 verse 31, and God saw everything. So everything that was there without form, as he began to speak, they began to become manifest, and he was able to see everything that was made. So through that speaking, that decreeing into situations, into the earth that was without form, he saw, okay, that everything he made, and behold, it was very good. And the Bible says, and that evening and the morning were the sixth day. All right, so that forms the foundation of where we're traveling on this long journey. We're looking at, you know, understanding, all right, the gifts given to us, authority and power, how things work within the spiritual realm, within the kingdom, and the important role that our words play in creating. All right, we looked at John chapter 1, and we looked at verses 1 to 3, which makes it very clear, all things were made by him, God the Father, God the Son, and without him, the living Word, was nothing made that was made. So everything that we're going to become, all that is going to be made of us in our spiritual development, the agency for this great work, for the many tasks that God will orchestrate in our lives, will be the Word of God. Okay, so that we've established that. The Bible says, if the foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous man do? So we want to establish our building on firm foundation. We want to make sure there are no cracks. We want to make sure we build according to the specified protocol in the scripture. So now, when we look at First Peter and chapter 2. I'm going to look at a couple of verses. First Peter chapter 2 and reading from verse 4. And he says, "And coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by people, and coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by people." So this is talking about the word again. It was rejected by people, but is choice and precious in the sight of God. So the living word, this living word that we discussed in John chapter 1, that was there in the beginning with God, has become been rejected by men, but is a choice and precious in the sight of God. It's God's preferred living stone. It's God's preferred choice stone. Verse 5 says, "You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Okay, as is contained in scriptures. So it's important here that we understand, right, that we're being built up a spiritual house. Okay, that we're being built up, you know, using this same principle, building spiritual stones, which is what the Lord used his choice, precious in his sight, stone to do. And so he's our example, he's the prototype, he's the example of what God wants to build: a family, he wants to build a kingdom. And so there's a lot we have to learn by following his examples. He says, "Behold, I'm laying in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and the one who believes in him will not be put to shame." So that's God's choice, and God is saying everything is done with him, every example he made. As long as we believe in him, we will not be put to shame. This precious value, okay, this precious value then is for you who believe, but to unbelievers he remains a stone, a stumbling block, rejected by men. Okay, but the Bible has said he's God's choice and he has become the chief cornerstone. So it's important we understand these fundamentals, understand this foundation, and that we're able to, you know, follow through as we study to get an understanding of the precise way that the Lord will have for us to be built up, the steps that we have to follow, and the Lord helping us, we will do valiantly well. Okay, so we start off with that foundation. Now in the Bible says, I think it's Romans chapter 8, "For whom he did foreknow, he predestined," okay, you know, that we should be conformed to the pattern, the path, okay, the same principles that he has followed. So he's like a mold, he's that prototype, okay, of what God desires to build us into. We are being built up a spiritual house. And so we're going to look to some degree at the word of God. We're going to look at, you know, what the scripture says when it's talking about the word of God, and how important that is for us to understand, you know, his policies, his principles, and how he literally deals with us, you know, as spiritual stones that are being built up. Okay, we'll take a break now, and then we'll come back and then carry on looking in more depth and more detail about this change agent that God uses, the word of God. Catch you on the flip side of the break.
Hallelujah.
Bless you, Lord, we love you. Yes, you are worthy of our praise. You are worthy of adoration. Yes, we just acknowledge you, Lord, in this session today, particularly as we go to the foundation of the word. We ask, Lord, that you will help us to really grasp what it is you're communicating by your spirit to us, and that we become stronger as we lean upon the leading of the spirit, and we lean upon his guidance, and that we will yield to the word working in through us to bring about the subtle changes, so that we grow and mature and become spiritual houses built by you and for you, and that all that we do, whatever we minister, may it be precious to you, Lord, may it be acceptable and may it be pleasing unto you, knowing that we are priests, a holy priesthood, created to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to God through Christ Jesus. Lord, by your Spirit, grant us understanding and make this our desire of our hearts. Let it be what we've made manifest. Let it become tangible. Let it become our testimony. To you alone be all the glory and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, okay, so very solemn there, but very apt as well. Right, so we want to look at a couple of scriptures that really enforce the foundation we're looking at, which is building upon the word of God. And there are some other important things the scripture says, the many, many things. But we just try and put some foundation here as we build. Right, so we're going to look into Psalm 119. And verse 105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Think of yourself taking a journey, thinking of yourself walking and being led by the Spirit. The word of God is a lamp unto your feet. Okay, you're stepping into newness, you're stepping into new areas, you're stepping into things that may not have any shape or form or void, or you cannot create any shape or form or void in the arena of your understanding. The word of God is a lamp unto your feet, it's also a light unto your path. we're going to discover there's a lot that the word is for us. It's a multifaceted tool in the hand of God. Like I said, it is his tool, it is his change agent, it is his precious choice, it is his chosen cornerstone, and he wants to use it for the building of our lives. This metaphor, the word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path, emphasizing that God's word offers immediate guidance for each step. Okay, so in your journey, the word of God offers immediate guidance for every step, helping believers to navigate daily decisions and moral choices safely. Now please note, it's essential for navigating, okay, daily decision making. We talked about the valley of decision. Sometimes we get there and we get stuck. We get into these loops. We get into the analysis of paralysis. The scripture is here to help us to navigate this daily decision making. We're constantly bombarded with thoughts, good, bad, and ugly, and we have to take decisions. The scripture helps you. Okay, being armed with the scripture is a powerful tool to help you at those crossroads of life, to help you at those daily decisions you have to make, moral choices to be safe, to live a life that's acceptable. The feet symbolizes one's personal conduct and actions. Okay, so you know, the Bible says the word is a lamp to your feet. So to your actions is a lamp to your conduct, is a lamp to your behavior, highlighting the practical application of scriptures in everyday life. It's so important. So we see that there is a tool, there's this agency, there's this agent that the Lord uses, right, to build us up. The Bible makes us to understand the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails and prevails and brings tremendous power to bear. The tremendous prayer of a righteous man brings tremendous power to bear in any situation or any circumstance. However, if the foundation is not right, if the steps, the decision making, okay, every step of the way is not in alignment, what can the righteous man do? So there are principles, there are protocols, there is a process, and hence we've gone back to the very beginning, in the beginning, to understand this. And so I just needed to really set that foundation so that we'll see why we'll need a lot of scriptures, why it's important, and the Lord helping us, we will do valiantly well as we go on. All right, so further down in the Psalms, we're going to look at Psalm 119. Let's look at that verse. 119 verse 11, it says, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. So a couple of weeks back, we're talking about the arena that the enemy uses, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and that every man is lured through his own desire into temptation. Can we remember doing that? We talked about that. So it says, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin. So the word will help you, so as you know, protect you, to open up your eyes, so that when it comes to those decision making, the valley of indecision, the crossroads of life, you have the word on the inside. You can draw from the archives, you can bring to remembrance, you can remember those instructions, you know, the commandments of God written and documented in the word of God, so that you might not sin. It says, your word have I hid in my heart. So it means taking heed of the word of God in our hearts is very, very essential to our everyday decision making, so that we remain in agreement with the word of God, in agreement with the will of God, in agreement with the commandments of God. The Bible says, can two walk together except they agree? So to have this very essential agreement. We must be knowledgeable about the contents of the word concerning that situation, concerning that circumstance, concerning those decisions we want to make. As we can well imagine, we've said several times, we live our lives in different spheres, and so we need knowledge about the will of God in each one of those spheres. And peradventure, you lack wisdom, you lack understanding, you're not sure. The Bible says, let him ask of God who gives liberally. All right, so he has given us his spirit. He says you need that no man teach you because of the spirit that's with you, you know, so we will have him with us, but we must establish that walk with the spirit. We must establish our relationship with the spirit. We must establish our tuning in to listen to his voice, to follow his instructions, okay, based on the word of God, and it will keep us out of sin. Okay, the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Right, another scripture I want to look at also in Psalm 119 is verse 130. This is another verse. It says, the entrance of the word gives light and it gives understanding to the simple. So we're looking at getting light, and we're looking at getting an understanding of what the scripture is telling us. All right, so Psalm 119 verse 130 is telling us here that the entrance of the word of God gives light. Some versions calls it illumination. Okay, the Lord gives us illumination through the word of God. You know, the Lord gives us an understanding of deep things through the word of God. Okay, we'll take another break and then come back and look at Psalm 119 verse 130. It's a little stretching of it, really. What can we grasp out of that? And then we press on as we're establishing the foundation of understanding some of the principles, the dynamics of our walking in the spirit, of our utilizing authority and power, and releasing and deploying that, you know, authority and power into situations and circumstances when required. The Lord give us understanding in Jesus' name. Catch you again on the other side of this break.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you bearing all my sin and shame. In love you gave amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. Thank you for the nail pierced. Washed me in
Welcome back. If you're joining us, lovely track there. Worthy indeed is the Lamb of God. Yes, the darling of heaven, crucified. Father, we thank you for his example. We thank you because he paid the price. Thank you because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Thank you because he rose from the dead. We are guaranteed eternal life. There's so many promises in your word, and we're talking today about the word of God, the importance of understanding the word of God as a firm foundation on which to build. And we know that we are all being built up a spiritual house, you know. Lively stones are being built up, this spiritual house, for a holy priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable to you, O God, through Jesus Christ. You know, we have this in 1 Peter chapter 2 from verses 4 all the way to verse 7. The Lord help us to understand these things in Jesus' name. So yes, we're looking at a couple of scriptures that further validate the importance of the word of God. We look at Psalm 119 verse 105, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And we said, you know, here that it helps us. The word of God offers immediate guidance for each step, okay, each step of the way, helping believers to navigate daily decisions and moral choices safely. You know, it talks about the feet, one's personal conduct and our actions. You know, so it's good that we take some thought of all of these things. We take it into our hearts so that informs our every decision, every step, okay, our conduct, our actions, and it highlights in no small measure the practical application of scripture in our daily lives. Okay, so just before the break, we looked at Psalm 119 verses 130. The entrance of the word brings light. It's important that we understand what the word does along our way, what the word is for us in our journey, how much of a helper, a solid foundation, an anchor it is as we journey, as we navigate on a daily basis. So Psalm 119:130 says, the entrance of the word brings light. It gives understanding to the simple. Ultimately, we want to come in contact with the word. We want to come into a relationship with the living word. We want to gain some light into the revelation and what is communicating effectively, so that we can arrive not just being armed with knowledge but having an understanding of what he's saying. So through the study of the word, okay, through being still in his presence, through deep meditation, these are very extensive disciplines, you know, using our sanctified imagination, okay, to see in our heart what exactly he's saying unto us. The Bible says, I will stand upon my watch to see what he's saying. So I'm standing upon my watch, I'm waiting upon the Lord to see what he's saying. So there's what he's saying to us, but it causes you to get a picture using your sanctified imagination. What is he saying? So like if I said, you know, you're going into that job and you're going to become a manager, that's not the role you took, but because of that statement, because of that word spoken, you can imagine, you can see yourself coming into that. So it helps that visualization, what he's saying, to see what he's saying. And I think I've spoken several about it being a prophetic word, you know, and the prophetic word can be a self-fulfilling property, prophecy. So if you believe it will, then so it will be for you. And if you believe it won't, then it won't be for you. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. What have you believed? Okay, to you it shall be so in Jesus' name. Right, so we want to just focus on the entrance of the word. Let it bring that light. Let it bring that illumination. Some verses say, let it bring us to a place of understanding, of the knowledge of the personality we're dealing with. So this second verse emphasizes that the introduction of God's word brings illumination. Okay, it brings some revelation, it brings understanding, particularly to those who may lack wisdom, those who are seeking deeper understanding or deeper insights concerning any matter. The word of God helps you in that direction. It highlights the importance of not just hearing the word of God, but allowing the word to penetrate, okay, one's spirit, for true comprehension and insight. Please note these words. We're taking time to let the Word of God illuminate. Let the Word of God penetrate. Let the Word of God deliver to you understanding. It says even to the simple, to bring insight for those that lack wisdom. Let him who lacks wisdom ask of God, who gives liberally. Okay, so it's important that we understand from the foundation that the Word of God is God's tool, God's change agent, and exactly how it's fashioned, how it's such a multifaceted tool, okay, to bring to us understanding, to bring us to a place of walking in the wisdom, which is right application of the word that you have taken in. The Lord grant us understanding. You know, lovely people, this is something we should take time to be still, to meditate, to study, to ponder, to let it penetrate into your spirit, man. It's essential for your maturing in the things of the Spirit. The Lord will grant us understanding in Jesus' name. Okay, so I want to just look at another set of verses, still also in Psalm 119, just to show you, you know, the depth of what can be delivered, the benefits that can be accrued in just standing on the Word of God, in studying the Word of God. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. It's an approval unto God. It's an approval unto the one that has called you. It's an approval unto the one with whom you have to deal with. It's an approval unto the one before whom you will stand to be judged at the end of your journey, at the end of your life, at the end of your destined role on this side of eternity. It is His approval that matters. I pray that you learn to walk in alignment, in sync, in agreement with His word. It's so, so important. And I do not want to mince words. I don't want to cut any corners when it comes to understanding this basic foundation. If the foundation is destroyed, if it's not understood, if it's misplaced, if it's misaligned, what can the righteous do? That will not be our portion in Jesus' name. But rather, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much, brings tremendous power to bear. May it be so concerning you every time you open your mouth, every time you align with the scriptures, every time you stand to testify, to decree, to declare, to, you know, release a prophetic word. It will come in alignment with the will, the counsel, and the mind of God, and produce tremendous power in every situation and every circumstance you find yourself. Mastering this, you know, underlying foundation causes you to become a master in every situation and every circumstance you find yourself. And I pray the Lord will elevate you. The Lord will lift you to such a realm, to such a state, to such level of mastery concerning the Word of God in the name of Jesus. Okay, so let's look at Psalm 119. And I want to look at verses 97 to 100. There's some very profound things that are said here. So with our understanding of the word, how important it is, he has some additional benefits of what it will do for you. He says, oh, in verse 97, how I love your law. It's a law. It is my meditation all the day. Is it your meditation? Well, if it's not, this is a time to ponder. This is a time to focus. This is a time to focus your energy. Remember, we talked about focusing, where you converge energy, you converge light rays to a singular laser focus. That's what you need to do. It says, oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all day, consistently. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies. That's profound. The word can make you wiser than your enemies. I know some of us are overwhelmed by, you know, the projectiles, the things that are said, the things that are happening, the reports of the world on the left, on the right, 10,000 on your left, 1,000 on your right. But please stay focused. Please stay, you know, congruent. Please stay meditating on these deep truths. this word of God will make you wiser than your enemy. So the wisdom that will keep you above in life is obtainable from your meditating on the word of God, even to keep you wiser than your enemies. It goes on further. It says, for they are ever with me. Everybody knows that one. To the left, to the right, constant bombardment as if there's no end. You finish one challenge, here's another one. You shut one door, then you are faced with another set of challenges. Welcome to life. Every day life gives you a new handout. So it's like, okay, what are we dealing with today? But the Lord will make you do valiantly well. The Lord will be the strength. Okay, the Bible says the Lord is your strength, he is your might. It is his strength and his might that you are able to stand today, stand to face all these enemies on every side. But the Lord will give you victory on every side in the name of Jesus. Right, it says, for they are ever with me. So we know that verse 99 says, understanding them all. Okay, understanding. I have more understanding, he says, verse 99, I have more understanding than all my teachers. Hold on, people. I don't know how many teachers you have, but let me help some of you. Who is teaching about your finances? That's a teacher. That's a school of thought. Who is teaching about your health and well-being? That you need a teacher. You need another school of thought there. Who's mentoring? Who's coaching you? Okay. Who's about your relationship? How are you doing in that department? CPD, your personal development. How are you doing? Hey, spiritual growth. How are you doing in that department? Who's teaching you? Who's coaching you? Now, when you begin to look at all of this, listen, life is a university. Hello, somebody. Some of you just took modules in one department. Listen, all of this constitutes life. Financially, spiritually, your health and well-being, your personal development, your personal relationship with God, in every sphere you are coming in contact with knowledge. How are you doing? How are you maturing? How much do you understand? Who is teaching you? He says, I have come to recognize and I understand even more than all my teachers by the word of God that he delights in. May you make the word of God your delight. This is what it can deliver to you. Understanding above all your teachers. Think about that for a moment, people. Spend time in the presence of God. Spend time with the great teacher. Spend time with the one who is the great physician. It will bring health and healing. It's medicine to all your body. There's a lot that is within the word of God, but it's understanding it. Okay, it's making sure we have that knowledge, applying ourselves so that we can take delivery of every benefit there is in the word of God. Okay, so he goes on to say, you know, for your testimonies are my meditation. Hello, somebody. Are the testimonies in the word of God, the stories that you meditate upon, okay, are they bringing you new testimonies? Listen, you can listen to as many testimonies as possible. If you've not taken time to meditate upon the word, applied yourself to what it teaches you, come to a level of understanding so that you can deploy the word, the authority, the power to work for you. Hello, somebody. Then you will not become the owner of a testimony. I'll take that again. You can only testify of what you have done, what is working for you. Yes, you can hear the testimony of others, but you need to know what they knew. You need to do what they did. You need to be able to apply yourself like they did apply themselves. Then you can take delivery of the reports of the results that they have to testify today. The Lord give you remarkable testimony. The Lord cause you to have impossible with men testimonies that have been made possible by the grace of God, by the word of God. May the Lord do you, you know, give you indescribable things that are even hard to explain to people of what God has done for you. Anybody heard that song? I never knew you will answer me this way. May God surprise you the way he answers you. May the Lord surprise you the way he goes ahead of you. May the Lord surprise you the way he opens doors for you. He says, behold, an effectual door is open before you. However, there are what? Adversaries at the gates. May the Lord grant you strategies to go through, to press through, to break out into testimonies galore in 2026, in the month of May, in the name of Jesus. The word of God is that agent. The word of God can deliver that to you, but you must spend time to get understanding. And finally, verse 100 says, I understand more than the ancients. Wow. Hey, people that have been reigning and ruling and causing havoc in families, in generation, in bloodline, the word of God can elevate you to a point where you understand more than even the ancients. People, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the Spirit of God was present. That Spirit was there in the beginning. So more than the ancient, the Spirit of God that was there in the beginning with God was also involved in this principle we're talking about. And so you have an advantage, child of God, by virtue of the presence of the Spirit of God that is inside of you. He teaches you, he guides you, he brings to remembrance. He is the one that can bring you to a place of understanding more than the ancients. I want to just end up with a few words here as we come to the end of our session today. There will be an increase in the supernatural as soon as people understand the power of God's words, okay, and how powerful that can be in your own mouth when you speak. Mark my words, there will be an increase of the supernatural as soon as people understand the power of God's words and how powerful that can be in the mouth of the saints, in the mouth of the believer. The Bible says, I believe, therefore I speak. God has spoken it, once have I heard, twice. Hello, ours is to believe that there's power in the word of God. It's a solid foundation, and that's where we're going to grow to understand how to deploy, how to use, how to release authority and power into every situation and every circumstance we're confronted with. The Lord help us. The Lord bring us to a place of understanding. Father, we just thank you for today's session. Thank you for how you have helped us in establishing the importance of your change agent, the living word, in becoming tools and vessels that you can use, and the power of your spoken words, which is law in our mouths as believers, into every situation and every circumstance. I pray the Lord give you understanding. I pray the Lord turn around your situation. I pray the Lord bring you to a level of mastery concerning the word of God. I pray the Lord bring you to become one that will take delivery of exploits or great results of breakthroughs on every side, in every sphere of your life, in the name of Jesus. Lovely people, till we meet again, same time on the same channel, we'll try and go further building up. Remember, we are being built up a spiritual house for the Lord. It's unto God, and it's being built up in Christ Jesus. The word of God is essential, is foundation to this building up. We'll take it a notch higher next session. Till we meet again, take good care of yourselves. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and bye for now. My strength, my strength.